The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Trouble.
Please save the show.
Tom Petty, Bradley Wood, guys are the stars of NBC.
Good call.
Welcome to NASCAR America Motor Mouths, presented by Liberty Mutual. Rutledge Wood here with Kyle Petty and AJ Allmendinger.
Yes.
The phone number to call is 844-NASCAR-NBC. Boys, I have missed y'all. I'm so glad to be back with you. It's been a long drought.
Yeah, that intro, they said you two are the stars, and I'm just the guy like sitting over in the corner, I guess.
We should have told you we paid the voiceover guy to do that. This afternoon.
I love that we've run that our intro like 3 or 4 times this year, and this is his first show.
Yeah,
way to go!
Sorry
man,
about
you
that.
Got pull, baby.
A lot of things
pull.
Going on here.
You got pull.
Hey, here's today's starting grid, everybody. Joey Logano is calling in. That's right, this weekend's winner. We're gonna see if he tells us more about the pit call that helped him win on Sunday. Did he mean to? Did he not? We're going to get to the bottom of it. Plus, Kyle Busch has a bounty on him in the truck series. Which drivers do you think should go after it? And just to remember, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And remember, you can share your thoughts on that and a whole lot more on social media using the hashtag #LetMeSayThis, because the greatest part of the show, as always, Nate Ryan is in the house.
Yes, he
right?
is.
It's going to be great. You
yes,
can't see him, but he's right over
just
there.
Just down the hall.
It's time to start taking your calls. 844-NASCAR-NBC. I'm going to randomly choose line
one. Oh, my
one.
Gosh. Randomly.
Carl NASCAR's in the house. What's up, Carl?
What's going on, Rob? Good to have you back in studio, buddy. Good to see you.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, due to the events of the first two races, I see that we got some unusual names we're not accustomed to seeing in the point standings. So who do you think out of those names has the potential to actually maintain themselves and stay in the playoff hunt?
Carl, great question. Worded perfectly.
You mean guys up there that are not usually up there and who can stick it
yeah.
out? Is that the question?
Yes, the potential
yeah.
to put yes.
None of them. I do not mean that in a bad way. The problem is the two first races that we've had have had unusual finishes. Both races have, so we do have it mixed up. As we sort out and you get the standard, the Kyle Busches, the Denny Hamlins, the Joey Loganos, the Ryan Blaney's, those guys, as they level out and we run more and more races and they finish race, the cream will rise back, and the top teams will rise back to the top. I'm sorry. That's just the way it's always. We've always gone into these first 3 or 4 races with a skewed view of what the point system was. If the point system ended today, these guys would be in the playoff. It's 2 races into the season. So some of them may be able to maintain, but I'm they're going to have to prove it to me. I'll just say that.
What about
sorry.
Your swole bro, Matt
sorry.
D?
I was going to go right away to Matt DiBenedetto. And I don't know, to me, he's never made the playoffs.
Yeah, true.
It's not a huge shock if he does.
Yeah, it's not a huge shock.
So
I don't
it's not like that's out of left field, but yeah, it would be a big deal to Wood Brothers for him, for the whole organization, for them to make the playoffs, and that's the one I'm going to stick to because I think he's going to make the playoffs on wins.
Yeah, I do too.
Not just on points. So
I hope so.
This was just a sign. Yeah, he finished second because of the restart. He was going to finish sixth.
Yes.
Like,
he was going to have a great run.
It was
no going to
be
what.
A great day.
It was going to be a great
and
day.
And I think we're
going
to see a lot of that.
But,
you go to places like Bristol, where he almost won last year,
yeah.
he's going to have a lot of strong runs.
And
this
I give
year.
You that. I will give you Matty D and the Wood Brothers because there's a direct line to Penske's organization. So I give you that. I may not give you, you know, Bubba Wallace in the 43 car. I may not give you a couple of these other guys that are up there right now. I just think we've seen these guys before hang in that top 15 or 16 for the first 5 or 6 races. But as we get into the heart of the season, again, the Penske's, the Gibbs, the Roush's, the Stuart Haas, they begin to rise back to the top.
For sure. Carl, thanks for calling, buddy. We're going to Tom, is on the line next, I believe, from Texas. Tom, what's on your mind?
Poor Alex Bowman. He done got snookered by the yellow flag by Andy Holder. Just really stinks.
Are you talking about Bowman?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Should have won the race.
I tell you what, he had a great day. It definitely, do you feel like watching Alex? I feel like there is a difference in him. I felt like when we were doing media day, you know, the first couple times you see some of the younger guys, and now we know he's been in Cup a lot longer than people thought, but there is an ownership and a sense of belonging that I think he has now that maybe other times it maybe didn't have the confidence, but I absolutely believe that he thinks he should be here. He's in that car and he is going to continue to win and move up.
Well, and that's the big thing. He won a race. And yeah. And for any young driver, it's hard to feel like you belong there until you actually go out there and win a race. He should have won a race. What was it, in 16?
Yes.
In the 88 car, yeah, when he was filling in for Dale Jr. at Phoenix. Kind of got snookered on the restart and lost it. But once you finally win that race, it allows you to just kind of breathe and say, okay, now I can win more of them. But there's a lot of pressure on him because we don't know what his future is. So he's out there racing for his life in the sense of
every week.
We don't know what's going to happen. So the only way to keep your ride is go out there and win races. I think we're going to see, especially as if the trend continues as strong as Hendrick was over the weekend throughout the course of the year, I think all those drivers are going to have a lot of race wins.
Yeah. Fear's a real great motivator.
Great motivator, baby.
I mean, greatest year Jay McMurray ever had was the year that basically week two, Chip was like, he's gone. Yeah.
It can be, but you can overdrive well. But
yes,
Bowman, I think Bowman, you saw a lot at Vegas and what he's going to kind of continue throughout the course of the season.
Yeah, I think it's going to keep up. Rusty is on the horn next. Rusty, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
How you guys doing today?
Great, good, buddy.
I was calling. I watched the race the other day, and I noticed the Fords and the Chevys were up front leading laps, yet no Toyotas. Now, the penalties they occurred before the race for tampering with the front end of their cars, is there something wrong with those Toyotas in the front end? Is that fairing not going to be compatible this year? You know, is there a problem?
Well, I guess the question is, you know, are there concerns? Kyle, what do you think? No. Doesn't seem like it after Daytona.
I don't think so. I think sometimes you just don't start where you think you should. I thought that 19 ran great.
Yeah,
I thought Martin Truex ran great. The other guys just never got their track position because the way the race played out, they had to come from the back, and they didn't just drive through this pack because, A, the Fords and the Chevys were more competitive than they had been.
Sure.
They showed more speed the way the package is right now. But I thought Martin Truex showed moments where he could dominate this race or at least be a top two or three car. So I don't think anything's happened to the Toyotas.
Yeah, if the 19 would have struggled as well and all of them as a group would have just had bad days with no speed, then maybe a little bit of concern, but it's race one, real race one. So I always feel like you have to get through at least 6, 7, 8 races because you kind of get all the racetracks that you're going to go to, see where you're at.
Yeah.
And it's Joe Gibbs Racing. Yeah. They won like 100 races last year. Think they're going to be okay.
They won like 7/8 of the races last year, and this guy's already gave up on Toyota this year.
No, he's not.
Thank you.
I don't think Rusty gave up. I think he just asked a good question.
I can't.
Because also, I think at the core of his question was, where did the Chevys come from? Those four things that seemed like were on the trailer all of last year, it felt like, and then suddenly they showed up. But I think it was Jimmy busting out the Monte Carlo, which made me laugh because that's after the race. I don't know if you heard. He's like, yeah, and Monte Carlo is fast. And there's like one dude on Twitter who's like, it's coming back.
It's coming back.
No, Monte Carlo. It's not. He just
the Monte Carlo
slipped up and said Monte Carlo. They're not bringing it back. Marvin is on the line next. Is that Marvin Blue?
You better believe it's you better believe it is Rutledge. How you doing?
Yeah, buddy. Great, man. We missed you. How you doing? What's on your mind?
I got a question for you three guys. My question to you is, will we see a new winner in Auto Club Speedway on this Saturday for the Xfinity boys?
Ooh, good question.
Ooh. For the Xfinity?
Yeah, how about that?
Wow. Man, I don't know, man. I'd say yes. Yeah, I'd say yes. I think Harrison's run good.
If Myatt can... No. Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
Myatt's getting so close. Our buddy Myatt Snyder, I would love for him to see a win, and then he'll go back.
You'll be
and
Noah.
I'm not going to give you
I'll
a pound.
Noah. Yes, I think so. I think we can. Listen, I think there's been some good Xfinity racing so far.
Oh, yeah.
I really do. So, yeah, you know, when you take – yeah, there's the fist pump right here. See? Oh,
pass.
Leave me hanging.
Hey, just because you dumped me doesn't mean we're going to have like a bro shake.
Thanks for playing. But, yeah, I think you will. I think – you know, we took the dominant players out and moved them up to the Cup Series. So that opens up this whole game right now. So I think you have an opportunity to see some guys break through, like you were talking about Bowman earlier. Once you get that first one to break through and begin to spread their wings.
That's cool for enjoyed seeing Chase win. We're going to John is on the line next. John, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? I'm glad Ryan Newman's doing good. Now, I'm a Stuart Haas fan. I want an answer from these guys. Do you think Cole Custer will win a race to get in the playoffs?
Will Cole Custer win a race to get in the playoffs?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
Just not that he doesn't have the talent, but it's so hard as a rookie to come into the Cup Series. Mm-hmm. And sure, you can go out and maybe beat a Kyle Busch or a Kevin Harvick at an Xfinity race and feel like, okay, I can do it in the Cup Series, but unfortunately, there's about 20, 25 of them. Even if you're in great equipment like Stuart Haas Racing, it's going to take some time. This is a completely different aero package than what the big three ran last year in the Xfinity Series, and it's tough to win in the Cup Series. It's so hard. So I think eventually he will, but this year, I don't see it.
Yeah, and we talked about this on the phone a little bit. I think I'll throw some ancient history on you. I think in my time of watching, you take Earnhardt, when he came in, he won in his rookie year. Davey Allison wins in his rookie year. You take a Tony Stewart, you take a Jimmy Johnson. That's a different bolt of cloth. I mean, you're cut from, that's Hall of Fame, that's huge. Will one of these guys jump out and be cut from that same bolt of cloth? I'm not sure. I'm not sure Cole Custer or Christopher Bale, as much as we talk about him, or even Tyler Reddick, can win in their rookie year against the competition that we have now. It's greater now than it's ever been.
Yeah.
Okay. And the gap between jumping out of an Xfinity car into a Cup car is a huge, huge step. But we've seen guys do it before and instantly win races and be competitive at the Cup level. I think once these guys get their feet wet, we'll understand more the second half of the year, just like you said.
And the thing is if you look at all of our champions over the last 6, 7, 8 years in the Xfinity Series, they're all really young.
Yes.
So not a lot of experience overall.
Yeah, true.
It's crazy because Christopher Bell, you know, that you mentioned, is when people see him run at the Chili Bowl, they go, oh, this guy really is one of the greatest race car drivers that's out right now. And then
just
you
for the
look
record,
at him on Sunday and go.
Just for the record, the Chili Bowl is not this level. I'm sorry. And we can talk Chili Bowl, and you guys can hate me on Twitter all you want to.
Bring it.
But this is a totally different level of racing. Okay,
people. I'm just going by
totally
the
different
Nate Ryan
time,
article that
totally
I read.
Different level of racing, online. Totally different competition. This is Jimmy Johnson. This is Kevin Harvick. This is Kyle Busch. This is Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano.
And this is Motormouth. Coming
and I am sorry, it's a different
we're
level.
We're going to be joined by Team Penske's Joey Logano. He's going to talk about Sunday's race at Vegas and what led to the big win. We'll be right back.
You're hilarious.
NASCAR America on NBCSN is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
Trouble off turn two. It is Ross Chastain gets loose, spins, pops a couple of tires, but we will see a caution. And oh, baby, it's going to get good.
Okay, what do you do?
What we talked about. Feel good about it. And if everybody pits here.
If they pit.
I don't know what you're trying to tell me there. All good.
Car smoking as they work their way out of turn number two. The yellow and white flag is waving.
And it's going to be Joey Logano that will win the Pennzoil 400.
Woo! Is that right? Yeah! ultimately a miscommunication on the radio that may have led to you winning this race?
I don't think so. Paul came over the radio and said, stick to the plan. I said, okay, stick to the plan.
Joey Logano was the high roller on Sunday in Las Vegas, and he's called in to join us here on Motormouths. Joey, welcome the Triple Donut, easily your best show off yet for the record. Let's not let that go unnoticed. Thanks for calling in, man. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. You know, they told me before the race, they said, if you win, don't do a burnout. And I said, no, you got to give the people what they want. You got to do a little donuts. I said, listen, I won't beat the motor up too bad, you know. So too much fun.
Well, Joey, I got homework on yesterday's show from Steve Letarte because he doesn't believe that that was an actual call. He feels like that was a mistake by you not pitting. So what is the real answer here?
That's probably for me to know and you to find out, right? No, so Paul and I had the discussion before the race started that if it came down to the end of a stage, if it came down to the end of the race and a caution came out, at what point is too many laps on your tires to stay out and try to make it happen? And to be honest with you, we're right at that cutoff line. 35 laps was right where we were thinking, like, oh, I don't know. He said stick to the plan. Plan was to win the race. I think that's what I kind of went with is the plan was, you know, at that point we were probably going to stay out and give that a shot. And I think we waffled a little bit and went back and forth right before pit road. But it ended up being the right call. You know, so many cars stayed out there. And it's so, you know, with a track that wide, and you know it's going to be a mess on a restart like that, it just clogs the racetrack up, and there's not many places to go. So once I felt like, I think there's seven cars that stayed out behind me, I felt like I was in good shape there. So I had a good restart and get that clean air because that was key. Whoever got clean air was probably going to win that race. I got a good push from Ricky behind me. Was able to make a block on the 24, and then Matt in the 21, he slammed that thing down in the bottom three wide and really broke me away from the whole pack. And at that point, that they let me kind of cruise it in.
To me, I felt like I was watching somebody that I know is a really good husband, because how many times you've heard, like, shoot, well, maybe we should turn here, maybe we shouldn't. You were like, I did not hear turn. I'm just going to go straight. So I really appreciate that about you. I know I feel like Brittany would too. But the thing that I really jumped out to me, man, is that during this offseason, this wasn't just a crew chief change for you. This was, it's sort of like leaving your family, but you just moved next door. And I know this was a team that you loved and cared for, and since you got to Penske, all these people were your people. And so not only did you get a new crew chief, but you got an entire new team. And it seems like that's a lot bigger undertaking than most people can probably connect and understand with. When you were looking at what this year was like, did you have the kind of faith and expectations that were maybe week two we can pick up a win? Did you think that was possible?
Well, yes, my expectation is to win every week, and that's what I try to do. Obviously, I get let down more than we actually win, but that's the attitude I have going into it. And yeah, the change was huge. You know, it is really big, but I also saw where the runway was so far long in front of us to where we can really make some great things happen. Really expect some learning curve. Still some learning curve to be ahead of us. We learned a lot over the weekend, even though we won. I still think there's a lot of areas for improvement. So, you know, that's a great sign, obviously. And Vegas has been a good racetrack for us, but, you know, overall, I'm proud of the effort that all the teams had. You know, it's tough to make a change like that. It was hard for me, you know, not that you're saying goodbye to the team that you had, right, because you're still at Team Penske. They're still right next door, like you said. But you just working in a different way. So getting to know the new 22 team and getting a win early obviously helps that a lot, helps the confidence, the momentum. But, hey, the other good news is, too, if that caution didn't come out, there is a really good chance Ryan Blaney and my old team was going to win that race. So, you know, that to me shows that, you know, the change was good at a lot of different levels for both these two race teams. And I think even, you know, with the two car able to find a lot of speed at the end of the race as well, obviously with Matt in the 21 with the affiliation that we have there, it's a good solid run too. It shows that Team Penske, the Mustangs, are coming out of the gate strong, still early, still early. I don't want to say it too soon, but I like the speed that was showed this weekend.
All right. Take me just a little bit deeper into that question, a little bit deeper into your head here on this, because as you said, okay, if the caution doesn't come out, then it's probably Blaney's to win or lose. But Paul and you, or you guys had discussed, you had a plan. He had the confidence to stick with the plan and to put the race in your hands. You had the confidence two races in with a brand new crew chief, the confidence to listen to what he said. Does that moment speak volumes for how far you guys have come in a very short period of time as driver and crew chief?
Oh, for sure. But I mean, I've known Paul, you know, for the last 8 years at Team Penske, and I've seen him fabricate wins multiple times, you know, where he's able to, you know, sneak a win out of something that didn't look like they were going to win. And at times, you know, it used to frustrate me, but being on the other side is pretty nice. So he's definitely, he's very deep into the strategy of the race. He really puts a lot of time and effort into it. I've noticed that already. Him and his engineers work together very closely. His leadership structure is very good, where, you know, he takes the information given to him and makes a logical decision. And I can appreciate that. That's really cool to be able to see the way he does it. So, yeah, I got 100% faith in him. I told him that before we started. I said, I'm with you. You don't change what you used to do because it was successful. So you be you, I'll be me. And we've both been successful away from each other. Let's put this together and take the best out of what we've done in the past and become even stronger. And, you know, we hope that's the case. You know, so far it's been good. I told them we crashed out of the Clash, we crashed out of the Daytona 500, but we won the duel and we won the Penske 400. I said, all we got to do is finish them. We just got to finish the race and we're a good shape. Yeah.
So being locked into the playoffs now, no doubt that your focus is on trying to win a championship this year, but being locked in, does that allow your team or Paul Wolf and your group of guys to focus a little bit on the 2021 car, because there's a lot of change that's going to happen there? Or is that more just focused on the engineering side of who's going to develop that car from Team Penske?
Yeah, not for me. You know, I need to stay focused on this year. There's a lot of trophies to be won this year, and ultimately a really big one at the end of the season in Phoenix. And that's the goal. That's what we got to get to, is win a championship. You know, 2021 will take care of itself when we get there. Obviously, we're going to have focus on it at some point during the year. There's so much unknowns with that next-gen car right now that no team really knows yet, right? There's so many decisions that still have to be made. NASCAR is still testing a lot of things to make sure we know what direction we're going with it. So, you know, just because we got a win early in the season doesn't shift our focus. We need to stay focused on getting playoff points, building as much of a cushion as possible. When we get to the playoffs, we're seated in a good spot, and you have those points that you saw, you know, Kyle Busch and Martin Truex and Denny Hamlin last year have so many playoff points that they can have a bad race and still get to the championship four. We got to try to build that cushion up right now, and we got a good start to it, but yeah, still a long ways to go.
All right, well, one last question before we leave. Is Rutledge a real name?
And see, I asked this before we got on. I've never met another Rutledge, and I wondered, is it a stage name? Is it a nickname? Like, is it on your birth certificate? Does this say Rutledge?
Joey, it was my dancing name in college because I wasn't talented enough to make a living riding around in circles.
Oh,
but
God.
If you guys need a name, put Rutledge in the hopper. It'll be great. You're welcome. Thanks for joining
Thanks
us, brother.
Thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you.
Oh, that's Joey Logano, everybody. How cool is that? Coming up, we're going to take more of your calls at 844-NASCAR-NBC here on Motor Mouth. The Monster Energy Supercross season continues this Saturday as the world's best riders head to Atlanta. That's right, ATL. Tune in Saturday at 5 Eastern here on NBCSN. I'll be there. I'm taking my daughters. Last weekend in Arlington, reigning Supercross champion Cooper Webb suffered a heavy crash during the second race and was unable to continue. But yesterday, we got some good news. KTM confirmed that Cooper plans to be on the starting line in Atlanta. How hardcore is that? Man, glad you're all right, brother. Now, let's talk some trucks, where the buzz is all about that $100,000 bounty that Kevin Harvick and Gander CEO Marcus Lemonis have put on Kyle Busch. Here's what Kyle thought about it.
Well, there just better be an asterisk on it, because if somebody crashes me, then it doesn't count. So you put money on a bounty on somebody, and then there's bad things tend to happen. So I don't know. Make it whatever y'all want. It don't matter to me. I got great stuff. I'm a good driver. Bring it.
I think Kyle makes a wonderful point, because Kevin Harvick wasn't saying, I'm going to give somebody $50,000 to wreck him. Kevin Harvick was saying, I want to see somebody go outrun, go outrace Kyle Busch.
Rise to that level.
Yeah, and to me, I thought it started as an appreciation of what Kyle does. And as you know, it's hard for a lot of these guys to be like, hey, you're really good at what you do. Like, that's not something they're good. So instead, I thought, oh, this is cool. Harvick's going to put money up there. Then Marcus is like, well, I'll get in on that. But Kyle makes a great point, and also a safe point. Don't wreck me and think these dudes are going to give you money. That's not what this is about.
Yeah. Why isn't it open to any driver?
Yeah.
Like, why has it just got to be a cup driver? Why
you
can't
go?
Okay.
I mean, if I could get in there, I would try it. But
for 100K,
but what I'm saying, even a full time truck series,
I'm gonna jump on Kyle's side and say, if you don't beat me in four races, it's my $100,000.
Ooh, I agree to that.
I mean, what does Kyle get out of this?
Yeah.
You put a target on his back and not giving him anything. So if I'm Kyle, I'm gonna come back and say, I'm in. But if nobody beats me in the four races I run, then I get the $100,000.
Should just be open to everybody.
Open to everybody. Yeah, I agree with that.
Not just cut drivers.
That's good. I'll give you that.
Harv, what do you think? Harvick, what do you think? You and Marcus, what do you think? Can Kyle get the money? Let's go to Todd. He's got an opinion on this, too. Todd, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I think it's good for the sport, man. You see it in a lot of the local, late model tracks and local lower level. And I think it can only benefit. I mean, does NASCAR jump in here, and instead of Kevin Harvick putting up money, does, NASCAR say, hey, look, here's a bunch of money. If you guys can go out and whoever wins gets an extra $50,000 or $100,000. And if you do this or that, I think it could benefit long term.
It's a great question. It's a great point, man. He's got four truck races left this season. So I think ultimately, it seems like Harvick just wants to see somebody beat him, but maybe Harvick should get in a truck and go prove it. Like, if he's that interested in it.
It sounds to me like you just called Harvick out.
No. I'm just holding it.
What did you sound like?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like Rutledge Wood just called Harvick out.
Yeah.
I think you should get in a truck and go beat him.
No, but I think what he wants to see is somebody else go do it.
I think when Harvick put it out there, it was legit. Can anybody beat Kyle Busch?
Yeah.
I'll give $50,000 to see anybody beat Kyle Busch.
He even said, I don't think they can.
They can.
So my money's safe.
Yeah, so, right. Yeah. So he was not being malicious. He was not trying to.
It was wrong you thrown down on Harvick that he can't beat him.
Yeah. No, I never said that. Don't know what happens with NASCAR Twitter.
Somebody put this
yell
up on
at
YouTube,
Nate.
Please.
They're going to say mean things to Jenna out of nowhere. I don't want to be a part of those
shenanigans.
Let's go back to the phone. We've got Joyce from New Mexico. Joyce, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I was disappointed that Chase Elliott didn't get more recognition after the Vegas race. He's won three of the four stages this year so far, and I think he would have won that race if he hadn't had tire trouble. He ended up 26th running, and he still got 34 points on the race. So I just was sorry that more recognition wasn't given to him.
Noted, Joyce. What part of New Mexico are you from, by the way?
Southwestern.
Okay, great. Well, we love that you're watching and calling.
Thank you very much for calling. We do appreciate that. And obviously, you're a Chase fan.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. At the end of that race, Joyce, you had so many good stories with Matt DiBenedetto and Bubba Wallace and some of those guys. Ty Dillon, who finished in the top 10.
Austin Dillon.
Yeah, Austin. So many good stories that's the way the race ended. On a high note for those guys, nobody went back and said, okay, now let's recap who else had a good day. You just don't have time sometimes on TV to go back and do that, but that's a great point.
Yeah. Next up, we're going to Jim from Michigan. Jim, Thanks for calling. I hope, are you Michigan, Jim, or just Jim from Michigan?
No, I'm in Michigan.
Okay. Great. All right, we'll take it, Jim. We'll take What's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, I got a question. I love the show, but I think A.J. Allmendinger would be a real good replacement for Jimmy Johnson.
Whoa, there we go.
Jim, I second that.
We will send that clip to Rick Hendrick as soon as this day is, as soon as it's over with.
I feel yeah, like,
he
I does, mean,
he you
feel
deserves that. That ride.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
He needs a break.
I feel like Rick Hendrick's like, I want to replace an old guy with just a lesser older guy. Like, I mean,
you're not old.
Hey, Rick Hendrick, I'm not going to turn it down.
That's
if
exactly
you want
right.
to call me. There are a few free agents out there that yeah. might be.
Would you handwrite a note and hand it to him?
I would do it in cursive, too.
Well, there we have it, ladies and gentlemen.
There's a pen. You got
changing
paper.
The school system, one
Jim,
student at a time.
Great call. We appreciate you. Here you can start. It's Dear, D-E-A-R is how you start that. Coming up, Nate Ryan is on deck with all of your tweets. It's Let Me Say This Time when we come back. Jim.
Let me say this, people. Sorry, caller. I'm going to tell you something. And listen, I will say it forever.
Oh, it never gets old. Nate Ryan joins us now for another edition of Let Me Say This. Nate, you're my favorite part of the show. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, for having me.
I need a shirt.
Second favorite.
Okay.
We're going to get started with Matt Delaney, who's going to put AJ and Kyle on the spot. You guys were talking about Matt DiBenedetto making the playoffs. He wants to know if Matty D makes it and Jimmy Johnson returns to the playoffs, who gets bumped? Because that's going to mean two guys come out of the playoffs from last year's.
Oh, who gets bumped from the playoffs?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
On the spot, right away.
Well, first I would have to remember who was in the playoffs.
Ryan Newman gets bumped.
Okay.
There we go.
There you go.
All right.
And
That was low-hanging fruit right
well,
there.
Well, hey, I was trying to think real quick.
That was good. That was good. I don't know, man.
You're so funny and so mean. Wow. Simultaneously.
And the,
I don't know.
I'm going to go, if we have to Kurt Busch.
Okay. All right. There's
oh, that's good.
Some bold picks.
That was good.
You? Kyle's just going to say did it.
I don't know.
You need the list of.
What's his name? We were just talking about him. Jones? Alex Bowman gets bumped.
Okay. All right. Let me say this from Brian Harper, who wants to know.
I just threw that out.
Brian Harper wants to talk about the Kyle Busch bounty and talk about the guest we had on, Joey Logano. He thinks that Joey should go in and take the bounty, and wouldn't it be cool if he jumped in a truck to beat Kyle Busch and take Kevin Harvick's money? Knowing the history that Joey Logano has with Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, Brian Harper says, would that be an epic burn?
No.
Would that be an epic burn if
they
Joey
all
Logano
have
won
a
the
lot
bounty?
Of money. They don't. They don't need all of the. You know what we need is like a Corey LaJoy or a Matty D or one of those types of drivers to get in a truck and go take that money.
Yeah.
No, Joey.
Not Joey Logano.
And Denny and Kyle. They already have enough money. They don't.
You're saying someone that flies commercial needs to take that money.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Let's get Corey LaJoy in a really good truck and make it happen.
That would be cool. Right.
That's a great point.
That's a good
Thank you.
That's a good point.
Corey raced
That was a good
truck.
Way to think about it, too.
Corey
that was,
raced
that
the
was
truck.
A cool way to think about it.
At Howie226, hashtag let me say this, wants to know, there was a driver, I believe it was Ryan Blaney, told his crew over the radio Sunday at Vegas he was getting his butt kicked going through the gears. Does that have to do with car setup or how the driver is shifting?
Getting my butt kicked going through.
I don't know. I would think it would have more to do with your transmission ratios or what you chose, but I wouldn't think they would be.
I mean, to be fair, when are you going through the gears?
Well, that's on. I was thinking like restarts.
Just on a restart, right?
Yeah, you're not getting your butt kicked on pit road because there's a speed limit there.
That's right.
People.
So maybe the issue is they're having a hard time with restarts.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. You would think initially it is gearing.
Yeah, you would think.
But maybe at that point he's saying that he just feels like the motor doesn't have the bottom end that he needs on the restarts. But that would be really the two things that stand out.
That's why I take the stairs.
I would go with transmission because I never say anything bad about a guy's motors. His engines. No.
Never. You've never been known to do that.
Never.
Yeah. Hashtag let me say this from Deanna Bollinger. She wants to know, what's your thoughts about Jimmy Johnson winning the championship this year after his top five? Think he will win before he hangs up the gloves? And she also met AJ or her child.
Oh, look at that.
How cool is that?
Cool shot, man. Cool picture.
one of our Kroger visits.
Yeah, that's so cool, man.
Yeah.
Winning cool. Eight. I know you didn't ask me.
Thoughts on Jimmy Johnson?
Yes.
Can he win before he retires?
Can he win?
Yes.
Win the championship. As of right now, I don't feel like he can win the championship. I need to see more consistent runs. But can he win a race or two? I really think he can. And then when it gets to the playoffs, it's all about being hot at the right time.
That's
I'm not going to say 100% no, he can't, because when he wins 7 championships.
Good.
Yeah, I'll tell you you're wrong.
But you do have to say Jimmy Johnson fans are some of the most loyal fans to any athlete out there. He runs 5th one time, and they've already got him in an 8th championship. You know what I mean? But that's because they believe. And I'm not saying that.
I believe.
I'm not saying that bad. I'm just saying they believe and want it so bad. He runs 5th, and they already have him in a championship.
Speaks well of them and of
him? Yes, both. Both. Yeah. Yes, it does.
It's amazing. He totally could. And that would be the greatest party in NASCAR history.
Yes, it would.
Great tweets, Nate. What should we be reading on NBCSports.com right now?
You should be reading about Kobe Bryant tributes at Fontana. Yeah. I have a story by Jerry Bankowski on that. Danny McFadden has a story on the topsy-turvy point standings through 2 races. And Bump and Run from Dustin Long will debate the Kyle Busch bounty and other hot topics in NASCAR.
So y'all do such a great job. We sure appreciate
Thanks
you.
For letting us and promote.
Listen to Nate's podcast, people.
That's right.
This guy.
Great. I haven't been invited yet.
Yes. He was on there. Yes. You have. He said
he was.
Earlier.
He just doesn't remember
Very
it.
Soon.
He just doesn't remember
it. We're going to get back to your phone calls next. Call in.
Fernando Alonso will be driving for Arrow McLaren SP at the 104th running of the Indianapolis 500 this year. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds good. Obviously, it's one of the most iconic races in motorsport calendar, and I'm extremely happy to be in the month of May again after last year that we had some issues, and it was not the race we were expecting, but this year we go again, and with the aim to do well and to win the race.
So it's official. Fernando Alonso will be back at the Indy 500 this May on NBC. But guys, after he was bumped out of the field last year, I feel like it's safe to say he's got some unfinished business. But does this seem a little bit crazy?
It just seems like a relationship you can't quite get out of yet. You know, it's like he left McLaren, was like, okay, I'm not representing. You know, I'll come back.
Let's
sure,
come
okay.
Back,
yeah, you know what? Let's try this again. So it's cool because I love having Fernando at the Indy 500.
Sure.
He hated after last year of what happened. But, I thought maybe he'd go with Andretti or a different team, and it's like right back with McLaren.
Right back with the guys.
Yep.
Crazy.
What you know, baby.
That's right. Let's get back to your phone calls now. Who is on first? Ronnie. Ronnie, thanks for calling from West Virginia. What's on your mind?
I was wondering what your all's opinion on the race being called so quickly after the white flag. If you feel like it should have gone to a green light checker or not, and if not, why? And could you explain that rule a little more thoroughly?
Oh, sure.
Okay, it's a rule.
Are you doing the classic don't explain the rule that
it's a once the driver
the leader crosses once the start finish line for the white flag.
It's a rule.
Yeah,
that's the rule. Is if he comes by and takes the white flag and then the caution flag flies, he's the winner of the race. We don't go back to the green-white checkered. We don't do that. It's just that's the way. It's fairly simple. They determined. I wasn't sure that he did see the caution until they replayed it, and then you could say, yeah, straight up, it was a good call. But that has been the rule to keep from going to 750 green-white checkers
and
wreck the rest of the field.
Yeah, that's fair. And I'll be honest, the reason I like it is. Because if I was up front, I would have appreciated it. I won. Maybe I'm old school like that.
It's just the rule.
It's just the rule. No, it's fair. Kathy's up next from Ohio. Kathy, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. I was wondering. So Ross Chastain drove for Ryan Newman this week in the number 6 car. And hopefully Ryan comes back sooner than later. But in the meantime, if Ross still drives for him and he wins a race, does Ross go to the championship? Does Ryan go? Or is it all about the car? And then stage points also. Who gets the stage points? The car, the driver? How does that work?
Kathy, great question.
Well, I'll make it simple. Ross is not running for a Cup championship. He is signed up in the Xfinity Series, and that's the only championship he can run for. So It doesn't matter.
Yeah, he declared.
So there's also, that doesn't really get talked about a lot because it's usually the same driver and same team, but there is a team championship. Yes. So if Ross were to win a race, then the six car would be locked into the team championship playoffs.
Exactly. And we've seen this. We've seen this in the truck series where Kyle Busch has won the manufacturer's or the owner's championship. Yep. Someone else has won the driver's championship. We've seen it in the Xfinity series at different times where it comes down. Where Penske almost had a shot. I don't think he won the championship, but had a shot at winning the team. Did he win?
The ownership, he did win it.
Did he win it?
He won it by 1 point.
1 point, yes.
Because I won two of those races that year.
Give it up.
We're going to ask
give
it up, right
dude.
Off camera.
Give it up. So there it is. I had to go down the hall and ask Nate real quick. But, so we have had that before. We have had that before. So the team does get the points that Ross accrues, whether it be stage points, whether it be end of race points, whatever they are, the team keeps those.
It's got to be your bowl. Got it. Kathy, got it. Thanks. Great question.
Thank you. That was a good question.
We appreciate you. We got more of your calls and a look at what's in store tomorrow when we come back.
Maximize all the points. Take it.
NASCAR America on NBCSN is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
I've had a fun game I've been playing with everybody called Which Came First. So your first Cup start was October 7th, 2001 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Doesn't feel that long ago, does it?
I was just thinking how long ago that feels.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the fact that you made a game out of it.
I really did. You'll see how Jimmy Johnson did in that game Thursday on Motor Mouth. It's pretty impressive.
Can't wait.
And tomorrow, Junior has Rick Mast as his guest on the Dale Jr. Download. Rick Mast. That's a big call.
That is huge.
Before we get
that
to the phones, huge. Take a look at this picture, which is such great news. Everybody thinking about our buddy Ryan Newman. He got a little therapy in yesterday holding up a fish. I heard on the street that he named that fish after you. I thought that was really cool.
He doesn't look very happy, so obviously the fish was not large enough for him.
That's true.
Because it's a lot of fish in a compact package. We're going to the phones. Tommy, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, how's it going? I just think that call was a little bit early on the white flag on the last lap there when the caution came out. I think Jimmy Johnson was on his way to win his first victory in Vegas this past weekend. I think the NASCAR threw that white flag just a little early because we had to go continue on to the Xfinity Series that got rained out the night before. And I think that we're on track for eight championships this year. This is going to be it.
Thank you for calling, man. I think second half of that statement is dead on the money.
Yeah.
I think he needed another.
I said it before, man. Your fans are like, Jimmy's fans are.
They're amazing.
They're there.
They're amazing.
They're there.
But Joey, he gone. He gone at that point. Tucker is next. Tucker, what's on your mind?
Oh, just calling to tell Joey Logano that there is two Rutledges. Our new baby boy was born in December. Just wanted to call and make sure he knew that there's a second one out there.
Can I ask where you're from?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Have you ever been to the club there, the Rutledge?
No, I did not know. I did see it the other day down over by the Omni Hotel.
Did you name your kid after this Rutledge or the club?
The club.
This Rutledge, that Rutledge, you do have a big influence because he's about the only one my wife can stand when I make her watch the race.
All right, man.
I
want to know, did the...
Send a picture. Does your kid have a beard already?
Did the baby immediately go into a plaid shirt?
Yes,
that's
it
all
did.
I want to know.
A plaid onesie.
Within the first 48 hours, he had a plaid jumper on.
There you go. Okay.
Congratulations, man. Congratulations.
Tucker, you are awesome, buddy.
Congratulations. We're going to tell Joey Logano about that. Dennis is up next. Thanks for that call, Tucker. Dennis, what's on your mind? We got a little bit left.
Thank you very much for taking my call. All right, Johnson's retiring at the end of this year. Keselowski's at a contract year. There seems to me to be a little tension over at Penske between Keselowski and Logano. Hmm. This may have been brewing for a while. I don't think Keselowski's happy with the crew chief changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
silly season time. I know it's very early, but I'm seeing Keselowski going over to the 48 because he has Hendricks ties. And
Hey, our turn. Okay, here's what we're going to say. Here's what we're going to say. Okay, it is way too early for silly season. Okay, two races into the season. Yes, Jimmy Johnson is retiring. Yes, you know, there's always tension on a team. And,
we talk about playoffs.
Wait a minute. There's always tension on a team when you're getting outrun by your teammates. I mean, it's that underlying tension. Yeah. When you get your butt kicked by your teammate, that's a tough pill to swallow because you're getting the same stuff. We've run two races. Brad Keselowski is not getting his butt kicked by Joey Logano at this time. We've run two races. Both of those guys have been in contention for wins, been in contention to run up front, whether it was at Daytona, whether it was in the Clash, whether it was in the qualifying
Both
races.
Champions at that team.
Brad said after the Clash, had the best car there. Okay, so right now, these guys, you can't take Brad and put him in the 48. He's still in the 2. You know, I mean, that's where it's at. Whether he's in a contract year or not, he's still in the 2. He's been there for a number of years. He's won the championship. Don't start speculating this early.
Who wins?
It's going to be a long year for you guys if you're speculating this early.
Who wins in Fontana?
Who wins in Fontana?
Yeah.
Larson.
Woo! He's going to pick up another win there.
Di Benedetto.
Matt Benedetto!
Yes, I like that pick too.
How about that one?
Wow. Strong. Guys, what a great time. Thanks for watching Motor Mouths. Joey, I guess you found that someone can be named Rutledge beside me. We'll be back Thursday, 5 Eastern. Arkham and Arts Series West Racing is coming up now.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.